Hi there.
What's up?
Good to be here.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm with here with Nicholas Plyman and Dusty Hendricks, and today we are going to talk about what home means to them. We are going to explore what home exactly is and how we understand it.
So, what is home?
Nicholas?
Home is defined as a place where one lives permanently, especially as a member of a household or family.
Although, this isn't always what it means. It can be taken sometimes symbolically.
There are many levels to what people call home. Home could either be your planet, your country, your state, your community, or even just where your family is. Dusty, what does home mean to you?
Home to me is my community. When I think of memories of home, I see in my mind's eye pictures of my family, church, school, and friends who gave me love, support, and advice.
So basically, home for you is just wherever you have people to relate to.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any really funny stories or anything that you've done with your community that you think were either fun or cool or just like them or anything?
Well, I have been to a lot of summer camps.
That sounds fun. Can you elaborate on what you did there?
Well, I did a lot of merit badges and other scouting activities and some scout camps. It was a lot of fun.
I've been to a few summer camps last summer with my friends when I was younger. Other than that, nothing really.
That's pretty cool.
Have you ever been to a summer camp, Lucas?
Not really. I don't think so. I haven't ever been interested in anything like that.
Oh, that stinks, bro. You've been really missing out.
So, Nick, what does home mean to you?
Basically, home to me is where my family is, whether that be in Chicago, where I was born, or Arkansas, where we live now. My family means so much to me. Whenever I'm around people I can relate to, I feel like I'm home, and I feel like I can relate to my family the best. It doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing, as long as we're together, that's what makes home for me, Lucas.
That's good. Another good example of home is your country. For example, my country has been my home my entire life, and the entire lives of my parents, grandparents, and my ancestors before them who came here from Europe to seek better lives.
Yeah, that is what makes America truly special. Not many other nations have a melting pot of ethnicities, none of which are truly native in America.
I love my country also because living here, I have the security of knowing I'm freer and safer than everyone else in the world.
That's a really good point. We're extremely privileged and blessed to live here.
On top of it all, the United States of America is also the most beautiful country on Earth. We have the best mountains, the best forests, plains and prairies, the longest rivers, and just great lakes everywhere.
Speaking of the lakes, have you ever been to, like, Lake Michigan? It's, like, the most beautiful place in the United States.
Yes, I've been there a few times, actually, when I've gone to Chicago and places like that.
Well, I haven't. I just saw a really dope picture of it.
And if you think about it, not only are families, communities, states, and nations all examples of home, so is our planet.
Yeah. We all live on this one beautiful planet, and we have to keep it tidy and beautiful.
We all share this earth, and what we do affects everyone else in the whole world.
So we are a family living in this planet, our home.
Exactly. That's an amazing point. That's all the time we have for today. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Come back next week when we talk about something else, like how the NFL rigs the Super Bowl or something.